merchandise time. Joining us right now on line one is Lee. Hello, Lee.
Good morning, Dave, and good morning, team.
Lee, hello. We're great, man. Welcome along to the show. What a charm having you on. Lee loves the main station. He loves a bit of Absolute Radio 90s. He was also one of the few people that got the answer to the question right. So many of you did text in, as you always do, to win your sauce, which is just great, but you were incorrect. So I ask you, Lee, to put the record straight. Who did Glenn Moore think was one of the stars of the defunct BBC Liverpool-based comedy drama Bread? Neil Diamond or Billy Crystal?
It was the second one. It was Billy Crystal.
Let's see if you're right. Here we go.
Was Billy Crystal in it? Is that the one?
No.
Was it me? Am I thinking of a wrong shot?
Yeah, no, Billy Crystal. Billy Crystal definitely wasn't in Bread.
Both answers humiliating.
Sorry to replay that.
It turns out I was thinking of Soap. That's what I was thinking of. It turns out. Yeah, I was getting my one-word sitcom titles mixed up. Yeah, yeah.
You've got Bread on a rope in the shower at home, haven't you?
Yeah.
Lee, congratulations. I'm so pleased for you. You've done it. You've got yourself
Thank
a bottle
you
of sauce. But the remaining question is, which one are you going for? So,
well, I'm going to have to disappoint you, Dave. I'm going to have to go to clubs because I like my hot sauce, and I already have the boyish good look, so I don't need the family of you.
Okay,
today,
so. Fair enough.
Goodness me.
That's a good explanation.
He's describing himself as handsome, and he's chosen a bottle of Clubs. I'm going to have to let you go, Lee. What a charm having you on the show. All that stuff I was saying just now, I couldn't be more wrong.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute
Radio. Barely a week goes by where there's not some sort of blur Song 2 based content on the socials going viral. Not long ago, we had the vacuum cleaner that did the woohoos
brilliant.
To the song, if you remember this. Amazing.
That was enough for me to join TikTok. That's how powerful that clip was for me.
Now we have Mario from Super Mario singing the woohoo instead of Damon Albarn, if you can imagine such a thing.
I can't.
Imagine no more. Here it is.
Woohoo! Yes! Yahoo!
Brilliant. Would you sack your plumber if he was making noises like that in the bathroom? I know that's his job.
8, 12, 15.
So unprofessional, isn't he? No one ever talks about his professional manner, do they? Yeah, outrageous. I'll share the full video.
And have a shave.
Yeah.
You look ridiculous, like a hipster.
Yeah. He does with those big dungarees, on those multicoloured dungarees. I'll share the full video from Seth Davis, the American drumming guy on Instagram. I'll put it on my Instagram stories. And next, staying with music of a sort. Businesses these days, local businesses in the UK, don't do traditional radio jingles like the good old days of Stetchford
Tiles.
Oh,
you love a radio jingle.
Now, instead of doing that, they just release low-quality, unhinged covers on TikTok.
Low-quality and unhinged?
Yeah, exactly. Manna from heaven for the social ammo desk. Richard O'Sullivan got in touch with me yesterday, said, please check this out for social ammo. It is glorious. It is...
It's
a home furniture store from Stoke-on-Trent called TS Domestics, who've gone viral on TikTok for a cover of the Venga Boys. It's sort of like, it's hard to describe. It's like sort of Northern Boys meets the Urban Tandoor guys from Bristol if they got together and created a song about...
A super group, you mean?
Yeah, but it's all their own work. Here it is. Anyway.
TS Domestics.
I've got something to sell you. Barbecues for you.
Oh dear.
Gonna put these deals in motion.
Wow.
Get ready, cause we're coming through.
It's the main owner guy.
Good.
And a couple of his helpers that have thought, let's just publicise the business on TikTok.
Good for them.
Here comes the chorus.
Oh, just trying to earn a living. It's a touch annoying, isn't it?
It is.
We
want
to be living hell.
Yeah. or that.
Yeah. the video takes it to an even higher level. I'll share it on my Twitter.
Are we doing this in a blind ranking later?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. You'll be singing along with it later.
Dearly beloved.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's Absolute Radio, where real music matters, which is why in under 15 minutes' time, I'm going to give you a chance to see Liam Gallagher live performing all of Definitely Maybe as part of 10 weeks of tickets. A little later on, or the opportunity to hand in the cool badge. Oh, yes, have you done something over the last 7 days, last 7 months, last 7 years, maybe even when you were just a child, that still haunts you to this day because you know deep down that it was desperately uncool? Well, it happens to everybody, and this is the best place to share the stories, 8, 12, 15, which is exactly what a listener by the name of Johnny the Welder was brave enough to do this time last week. Johnny, tell everybody what happened in your local co-op earlier this morning.
On the way to work, I go to the same co-op pretty much every morning to get a coffee. This morning, I had to get some paracetamol because I'm feeling a bit under the weather. Went to pay, and obviously my age had to be verified. The staff in the shop know me by name. I go in that often. So she came across and she said, "Morning, Johnny." And I said, "Morning, Angela." She said, "Need to verify your tablets." I said, "Yeah, fine, we'll just chat. And she said, "Right, that's it. Have a nice day." And for some reason, I don't know why, it just fell out. I just said, "Ciao."
Ciao.
It sounded more like chew.
Chew, Angela, chew.
Remember to chew.
And she looked at me as if to say, "What was that?" And I just walked out, and on the way out, I caught some flowers with my leg. Ooh. And nearly knocked them over.
Oh, no.
And mate, seriously.
Oh, okay. So, you chucked in a little bit of slapstick comedy at the end as well, just to double down on the cool badge.
It was awful.
So was Angela bemused by the fact her beloved Johnny had started, like, speaking like an Italian playboy?
I would imagine, yeah. I think it'll have, she'll be talking about it.
Thank you once again to the listener, now affectionately known as Johnny Chow. It was
amazing, wasn't
it? It's an incredible story.
He sounded a bit like Johnny Vegas when he went, "Chow."
It gets better every time I hear it. I was so grateful. And it's a perfect example of the kind of thing we are after on a Wednesday morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, it is 10 weeks of tickets on Absolute Radio, and this week we've landed on your chance to see Liam Gallagher perform Definitely Maybe, going to be one of the gigs of the year, maybe even your lifetime. And today it's tickets at Manchester's brand new Co-op Arena on the 27th of June, and we are playing the wit and wisdom of Liam and Noel. Correctly guess which of the Gallagher brothers said it to win the tickets, and hoping to do just that is Tommy. Good morning, Tommy.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Tommy, welcome along to the show. Great having you on board. So I'm going to read you a quote. These things have all been said, but it's either Liam or Noel. Just identify all three correctly. You've won the tickets. Are you ready to play, Tom?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. So, question one. On music, one of the Gallagher brothers said this. Should I do the accent? No, I won't do that. No. What do producers do anyway? Sit there, drink coffee, and tell you how bad you are. So who said that in 2003? Was it Liam or Noel?
I'd say Liam.
Liam is the right answer.
Yeah.
And also...
Very good.
Liam's absolutely spot on. Yeah, what do producers do anyway? I'm sitting here looking at these two. Yeah. Unbelievable. Okay, question two. On Celebrities and on this very breakfast show, which Gallagher brother said this? There's a lot of famous people out there, so-called celebrities, that are famous because they're orange. Who said that, Liam or Noel, back in 2019?
I'll go Liam.
Let's see if you're right.
I'm famous because I'm another beautiful young man and I do a great job on the stage and that, but there's a lot of famous people out there, so-called celebrities, that what They're famous because they're orange.
Yes, it was Liam. Well done, Tommy. The man himself on this show back in 2019. And finally, and this is for the tickets. Speaking about their bandmates, which Gallagher brother said this? There's no point interviewing them. They've got nothing to say for themselves anyway. That was in 1994. So, Liam or Noel?
It could only be Noel, that one.
It was. Yeah. Of course it was. It's Cervic Tongue and Noel Gallagher. Tommy, lovely having you tuned in every morning on the main station. And congratulations. Cheers, you're off to the gig. You've won on 10 weeks of tickets. Well done.
Fantastic. Cheers. Thanks, Tommy. Thanks, pleasure.
Cheers, Tommy. Have a lovely day ahead. Yeah. There's going to be another chance for you to win tomorrow morning. Plus, on the Home Time show from 4, Bush and Richie have got your chance to see the Eagles and AC/DC.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where I've got my legal team on speed dial ready to go for the call badge segment this morning. I've pointed out what you're about to hear is totally ridiculous in every way, yes, but Matt,
okay, fine.
In some kind of like built-up revenge of the last 15 years is hell-bent on reading this aloud, which has come in from Mike in Croydon.
Yeah, an interesting text. Shall I read it out? It hooked me
well,
in straight away.
Well, I can't stop you because I've said, no, don't read it out. It's a lie. And you've gone, I'm going to read it out.
Because it says, it starts, Dave, I remember you from school in Lewisham back in the 90s. So, hello. Oh, yeah. God, that doesn't tally up with your age, does it, Dave? But it's. But if you put that to one side for a moment, it says, you were part of a group called the Furby Gang, where you collected Furbies and used to play Furby Wars at lunch in the playground. Whoa! I mean, that's a big call. Is there any truth in that?
No. That's what I said. The fact you started believing this could be true based on the geography of the Lewisham and the decade, which obviously is wrong, isn't it, everyone? Well, we all know that now.
I have... Furbies came out in 98, and that quite tally up. Yeah, they're quite old. But
I didn't bring that up at Furby Wars, did they?
No.
No.
But you deny being a member of the
Mike's
Furby
Mike's done
gang.
Some basic wiki research and cobbled together this, frankly, slanderous lie about me playing Furby Wars at lunch in the playground, you believe Mike, who you've never even met, didn't even know his name until 2 minutes ago,
I was
over
just
me.
Thinking if it's at primary
someone who's
school.
Carried you.
Yeah.
Furbies repeat stuff that you say. They basically parrot it and record it and stuff like that. So if anyone sees in a charity shop or finds on a vintage store online a Furby that says Arrivederci, we know.
That's Dave's one.
I can confirm that I did not used to be part of the Furby gang.
Yeah, because it's fine. If you were at primary school, like a young, like 8 years old, being a member of the Furby gang would be fine, I think, wouldn't it? It's pretty, but I mean, that's okay.
Why are you going on with this? Why are you giving so much oxygen to Mike's story?
It's interesting.
Why are you reinventing my backstory adding Furbies into it?
He doth protest too much about the Furby gang.
Honestly, hang on. I've not read it all. I just thought maybe it's time to own the love affair with the Furbies and hand in your badge and hang your head in shame to your amazing colleagues so they also know of this terrible sin. Love the show.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Mike. I can confirm I was not part of the Furby gang.
You know, it's more of a posse, isn't it?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Hey, Furby, delete records.
Is it just like deleting browser history on the internet?
It's all gone.
Hey, Furby, go back to 1998, delete record.
Yeah, are Furbies encrypted? I'm not sure.
Hey, Furby, dance party. Okay. Right, so I'm being outed. It's a falsehood.
Yes, lies about the Furby gang. You are not a member.
Sullying my good character that I was part of a Furby posse.
Yeah.
But you have, in actual real life, right now, not even back in the day, been exchanging lyrics with a stranger on the platform known as X.
Yeah.
From the prison drama... Prisoner Cell Block H.
Block H, yeah, it's Tony.
So that's a cool badge, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it is, yeah. Tony got in touch and said, I tried to speak yesterday, but I can't believe no one mentioned the calming theme tune from Cell Block H. And then I was like, yes, Tony, I completely agree. I did my Gizza Fag B impression from the show. And then he replied with...
Hey, Furby! Gizza Fag!
He just replied with, on the text, he used to give me roses. I wish he would again, but that was on the outside and things were different then.
I think you're being catfished.
And then I replied.
That feels like a weird code. It's like the Manchurian candidate. That's going to set you off now.
I wasn't put off by it. I replied with, on the inside, the sun still shines and the rain falls down, but the sun and rain are prisoners too when morning comes around.
Do you know, I come here.
Yeah.
You know you're on one of the biggest breakfast shows.
What?
Got to be careful what you do with people on
the Cell Block H theme tune is media. A pure banger. I stand by that. It may not be cool. It's amazing.
Okay, well, that's a cool base. It's a cool base left, right, centre. Glenn, don't give anything away. I just want to know, have you been uncool this week?
Yeah, I've been uncool.
Okay, well, Glenn's going to be handing in the cool badge soon, as are you guys.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
But right now, well, some cool badge goodness. Let me tell you. Sam, 23 in Salisbury, says, Hi, Dave. I have a cool badge to hand in this week. Long-time listener of the show, and I love you all. But this is my first email.
Oh.
So first of all, let's get into that, shall we? Sam, he doesn't listen when we're live on air because he's asleep because of his hours.
Time, yeah.
So he listens to the podcast, and he's used the email address to get in touch.
Yes.
So Sam's going to be hearing this in the new edition of the podcast, which hasn't happened yet.
That
doesn't come out until 10 a.m.
this
morning.
So we can say whatever we like about Sam.
No, I don't think it works like that. No,
listen, we're already away. We're in Mexico, baby. We've fled.
Pack the Furbies!
Pack the Furbies.
Okay, so, Sam got in touch, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. The reason I highlight that is you can do that anytime you like. So if you are unable to text into the show, but you want to be part of it, that's how you do it. So Sam says, I'm handing in the cool badge because I'm a vending machine repair person. Whenever my family is watching TV and a vending machine comes up on screen, they excitedly scream, Sam, there's a vending machine on the telly.
Is it one of yours?
Yeah.
Your mate's on TV. Your colleague.
Yeah. God, I can't believe he's on TV. God, that guy, that Coca-Cola machine. I can't believe it. I rush in and tell them what make and model it is.
Amazing.
Oh,
wow.
Have my badge, please
skill.
Take it from Sam. I love it, man.
Love the Sheryl Crow song, Every Day is a Winding Road, because it starts with hitching a ride with a vending machine repairman.
Does it really?
What?
I hadn't noticed
that.
Sam in Salisbury,
wow,
yeah.
Great Sheryl Crow knowledge there, Matt Dyson. Very nice.
That's a cool badge in itself.
100% it is, but I wasn't going to say anything because we're going to be playing her soon. Glenn.
Yeah.
You said you had a cool badge moment. Yeah. What are you thinking?
I got taught something by a 2-year-old. That is so embarrassing.
Your own 2-year-old or
my
random
2-year-old?
Okay, that's fine.
So Elliot, my 2-year-old housemate, he's like learning to talk. So if he doesn't know of a specific word for something, he has to sort of talk around it. Like me and Katie were watching a funny video on my phone the other day. He got really jealous. And instead of saying, I want to watch your phone, which he can't say, he was like, I want to look at phone, say ha ha ha. So he has to find the way around it. Now, it's usually adorable.
Yeah.
But recently, it's ruined my life. So basically, he was having breakfast in the morning. Katie asked him if he wanted jam. He said no, and he said, I want brown jam. And so I was like, what the hell is that? And she was like, peanut butter. And I went, oh, well, that would be green jam. And my colourblind self found out in the year of our Lord, 2024, that peanut butter is not lime green.
Wow.
I have gone my entire life thinking,
why would it be green?
It is as green as if bananas were yellow. If someone said name three green things, peanut butter would be in the top three for me.
That's amazing.
And so it meant last week, I had to make the most embarrassing, basically just in between songs, small talk with Anna, where I had to ask her out of context, so are peanuts brown then? I had no idea. It's never come up.
Wait till you hear about pistachios, man. That's going to blow your mind.
Oh, my goodness.
It is so, it's like luminous green to me.
Oh. that's amazing. Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
Even Elliot knows.
To be taught that by him. He doesn't know anything.
So patronising of him.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning, and it is time right now on The Breakfast Show for a little bit of social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
Quite timely, this one, Matt, because it's all about Pep Guardiola.
That's right. It's a topical cliche montage from the excellent Brian's Gun on X. And it's obviously after Man City beat Spurs last night and Pep was on the sidelines as well. He's always spitting, isn't he, when he watches games and doing all sorts on the sidelines last night as well. But it's talking about whether Man City can win the title. Every time he's asked about it, Pep will always say, forget about it, in a sort of Donny Brasco type way.
Mafioso kind
and
of
he,
like.
Donny Brasco also features in this montage. Here we go.
Forget about it, forget about it.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. I mean, forget about it.
Forget about it, forget about it.
What's forget about it?
Forget about it.
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 Hey, forget about it.
Not Hugh like Grant. That.
It's also like it's.
It's also like if something is the greatest thing in the world.
Like Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
Forget about it. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Julia Roberts.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Paul. Forget about it.
What is it?
I don't remember.
That's a crazy one, that one.
You know, he adjusted himself so frequently yesterday during the game against Spurs that he even forced like the Sky Sports cameras to cut away.
Right.
It was so graphic.
They had to apologise.
They were filming him, and he just, again, it was like he did it every 10 minutes for the whole 100
like
odd minutes
manager.
Of football.
Not like the French
it
manager.
Was. Oh, no. I just don't need to see
Gary
it,
Gary Neville had to say, I'm sorry that you were offended by anything. You just see it on camera.
I am offended, Gary. Amazing. I am.
I'll share that Brian's Gun montage on my Twitter. You'll be talking about it later, and I saved your day.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's it for the Wednesday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. All that remains for us to do is to thank you for tuning in and say we appreciate you if you took the time to join in with the show as well. Of course, the whole thing will shortly be available in podcast form, and all it needs is a name based on when the podcast naming bell rung. Have you got bread on a rope in your shower? Would you sack your plumber if he... Woohoo! Hey, Furby, delete records. Oh. We're in Mexico, baby. Peanut butter is not lime green. He's comedy and I'm divine.
Wow.
So they're your options, man.
Yeah, so many good options today. But I think your membership of the... Your alleged membership of the
Thank
Furby
you.
Gang should be the way
My
forward.
Legal team are still on speed dial, so tread carefully.
A moment worth listening to in the podcast. Hey, Furby, delete records.
Yeah, OK. Well, you can get the podcast wherever you get your pods from. So Leona Graham's going to be here next. There'll be some tea break trivia fun. Plus, she will furnish you with the details that you need to enter £1 million Make Me a Winner, which, once again, in case you missed it, is worth £130,000. As for us, well, we're going to be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.